when Glenn pulls up in his DeLorean and he's got the Miami Vice theme blaring in the background and he picks her up. But it's, that's just funny because as much as I'm embarrassed to admit, I did like Miami Vice when I was in fifth grade.
These two really tough guys that are just leaning up against a car and the car alarm starts going off and they're right outside a club and the owner of the car's girlfriend starts screaming at him, starts cursing up a storm, and then a huge fight breaks out and the two main characters who appear to be really tough and cool just get the snot beat out of them and are laying in the street as everyone else runs away.
You know, especially the scene where she's out in the farm and she eats that vegetable and starts gagging and she does her whole "as God is my witness" thing and stands up and then the music, you know, da 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 da. She's all dusty and tear streaks. Oh yeah.
You know, they're trying to hire every desperado, villain, murderer, cutthroat, bank robber, train robber, fill in the blank kind of scoundrel, and they're lined up for blocks, you know, on their horses, and they start to ride towards town and you know, to lay it to waste, and there's a toll gate. The sheriff sets up a toll gate, you know, and he's charging a dime.
The movie starts with this like 30s blues playing, you know, real scratchy, like literally off of a wax cylinder.
So he describes one of the scenes to me. He runs through the entire Black Knight scene where John Cleese gets his arms and legs cut off by Graham Chapman. And I just looked at him with this blank stare and said, "You are one sick bastard." And it has become such a fixture with my family that I'll hear my kids wrestling, roughhousing, horsing around. Suddenly there'll be dead silence. I'll hear somebody say, "Are you okay?" And then one of them jumps up and goes, "It's only a flesh wound."
It's got a lot of good stuff starting out with the Beach Boys and going on through, and it's recorded amazingly well. I'll play that, and for my old high school buddies, I'll put on the Led Zeppelin disc. I'll run the Doors disc a lot lately, but it has to sound good. If it doesn't sound good, I don't care if I like the group. You know, it gets put in the corner and never play it again. Of course, I like to play it very loud with way too much bass, so it rattles all the trinkets upstairs.
How did you do that? How did you manipulate me so well? When I feel jaded and I've seen everything, you got me completely engrossed in your story in 2 minutes and held me the entire time, and at the end made me sit and think.